You have reached an oasis in the desert of sin. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Matthew. When Jesus finished saying all this, he said to his disciples, "You know that the Passover is to be held 2 days after this, when the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Then the high priest and the elders of the people met in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and took counsel together to get a hold of Jesus by craft and have him put to death. Only they said, "It must not be during the festival, in case of a riot among the people." Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of expensive perfume, which she poured over his head as he lay at table. When the disciples saw this, they were angry. "What is the use of this waste?" they said. "The perfume might have been sold for a good sum, and the poor might have gotten that." But Jesus was aware of what they said and replied, "Why are you annoying the woman? It is a beautiful thing that she has done to me. The poor you always have beside you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this perfume on my body, she has acted in view of my burial. I tell you truly, wherever the gospel is preached through all the world, men will speak of what she has done in memory of her." Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went and told the high priests, "What will you give me for betraying him to you?" And they weighed out for him 30 silver pieces. From that moment, he sought a good opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples of Jesus came up and said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to so-and-so, tell him that the teacher says, 'My time is near. I will celebrate the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had told them, and prepared the Passover. When evening came, he lay at table with the disciples, and as they were eating, he said, "One of you is going to betray me." They were greatly distressed at this, and each of them said to him, "Lord, surely it is not me." He answered, "One who has dipped his hand into the same dish as myself is going to betray me. The Son of Man goes the road that Scripture has described for him, but woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Better it were for that man that he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said, "Surely it is not me, Rabbi." He said to him, "Is it not?" As they were eating, he took a loaf, and after the blessing he broke it. Then he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat this, it means my body." He also took a cup, and after thanking God, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This means my blood, the new covenant blood, shed for many, to win the remission of their sins. I tell you, after this, I will never drink this produce of the vine till the day I drink it new with you in the realm of my Father." You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Matthew.